Vera, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
Bell is here, Bell of Peace. It came right on time, correct?
Yes.
It came morning 15th.
And the Peace Bell, yeah, this is what I came to update you. And the Peace Bell has arrived on 15 August, right during the bonfire, during the dawn bonfire. And it was unexpected and symbolical. We actually expected it very much to come the evening before, so that to prepare it to ring during the bonfire, but instead it arrived at Matrimonial Gate at the moment the fire was burning.
It arrived at Matrimonial Gate?
Yes, yes, around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And in the afternoon we had a chance to hear them for the first time, because I remember you were still removing the plastic. I'm trying to hook it up.
Yes, it was all very tight. It was quite an adventure to get it all done. And so the evening program was around 5:30. So as you know, the stand also was done in a very short time. So we didn't have things to fix the bell on. So it was done right an hour before the program. We were fixing the things. And so 5 minutes before the program, we had to change the ropes for more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I even have
Ricardo,
the photo.
Ricardo came around, I said no, and then you guys took the ropes and took another thing.
Yeah. It was... So basically, I didn't have chance even to hear it before or to practice it before the people. So it was. It all happened simultaneously in front of many people, and I'm actually very grateful for all the people who came to the program.
Yeah, it was
who
great,
came,
yeah.
Who came to the dedication moment. Thanks to this, actually, that the bell, we mounted it the first time around 8 o'clock in the morning after the people came. So during this full auspicious day of Sri Aurobindo's birthday, it was under the sun, I hope absorbing the energy of the day.
What was your feeling when you banged the first time?
Well, I was praying. It was like all these months of work. And finally, it is materialized. The dream is materialized. I was just praying so that this object, this bell, fulfills its purpose, so that it becomes the voice calling to find the peace inside, first of all. As the mother said, if you want to establish peace in the world, first establish peace in yourself. And so the vibration of this bell is actually both audible and physical. And physical aspect of this vibration is quite strong. So especially when you come very near, you get the chance to have a very deep experience even in your body of this soothing and pacifying vibration.
Mm-hmm. So you were completely peaceful after an hour of playing?
Yeah. And especially I did three times ringing in the beginning of the program and 12 times in the end. Mm-hmm. And this last time, the 12th one, was really, really special.
Yeah, I remember people were just sitting quietly for some minutes. Nobody didn't move. It was total silence.
I got a very special feedback from several people. Like one wrote to me and one actually published on the Facebook that he's feeling that this vibration of establishing peace in you, helping to establish peace in you, that it seemed like it was capable of enveloping the whole earth, his feeling.
Cool.
Yeah, and the other one was from the ashramite, an elderly ashramite, who wrote to me a letter that actually during this whole program, it was like half an hour of complete immobility for him. That he was able to sit quietly, absolutely. He said, in all the parts of my being, I was quiet.
That's a nice experience.
Yeah, at least if we don't get peaceful, at least we can get a little quiet.
But by the design, I've seen that you cannot choose the stick or something that you bang on, but it's attached to the bell.
Yeah, the...
That's a request from the constructor?
The stick itself is very heavy. It has to match the weight of the bell, because the bell is 82 kg plate. And the mallet, the stick is called the mallet, is 20 kg. It is made of steel. And it is a minimum required. And I cannot imagine you taking a 20 kg mallet and banging.
You would need to have, you know, a weightlifter, somebody like that.
Yeah, it would need an effort of several people. So this, in the stand, there is a provision that the mallet is fixed. Mm-hmm. And one has a very easy possibility to bang.
Mm-hmm. But it's also limit you the way you do. You cannot, as you're playing on the other bells, you can maybe just do something soft. I mean, it's limited you on only one type of banging. Right?
No, you can do softer or harder. The power of the ringing is in your hands. It's just the place where it hits. It's the fixed place.
And after the meditation, and you finally find a solution, at least temporary, in the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, right?
Yeah, the bell was moved after the staying 3 days in amphitheater. It was mm-hmm. shifted to the Tibetan Pavilion. And we're going to have a welcoming ceremony of the peace bell in the Tibetan Pavilion this Friday mm-hmm. at 5:15, the 4th of September. So I'm inviting all the listeners. If you're here, please come. And it will be even a more intimate experience than in the amphitheater, because you will be close to the bell and you will be able to feel this physical vibration.
So it is in the first floor, probably, in the
It is in the front. No, it is in the front. It doesn't go inside. It's too big.
It's in the front.
It's in the front of Tibetan Pavilion.
And on that occasion, you would be playing just that bell, yeah?
I'm going to bring also his friends. mm-hmm. So there are some new bells that came, especially on this occasion, to accompany the peace bell.
The big ones, yeah?
The big ones. So I'm going to play all the big bells. So, and I'm inviting you to come, because it's going to be a special resonating experience as mm-hmm. we... have asked the bell master to tune this plate specially. Mm-hmm. So I hope you will be able to hear something of what I want to manifest further mm-hmm. with the bells. Because these particular bells, basically, to me, they represent one of the highest achievements in the field of acoustic resonance in the natural objects. And the research basically has just started. Mm-hmm. So the bell master from Moscow has dedicated 40 years of his life to find the way of tuning these plates. And it is just like you tune one string, but when mm-hmm. you have many strings, you can create a symphonic orchestra and create a very different effect than if you play mm-hmm. just one violin. So this is the next step, I hope.
So for that bell and for the other bells, choose an alloy, yeah? They are not clear metals, they are a mixture of aluminium and brass.
This is the alloy that is available mm-hmm. at the market. Of course, if we would have access to special alloys, you would have different sounds. Mm-hmm. But so far it is regular alloys. We could not find a proper alloy in India for the aluminium bell. That mm-hmm. is why we had to shift the production to Moscow. Mm-hmm. And after we did a research in India, extensive research in three cities. But there we were more sure of the quality of the Russian aluminium. Mm-hmm. So that's why we actually went over budget with the project.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of the bell master?
His name is Alexander Zhikharev.
Has he visited already Orville?
Yes, he came twice. So the instrument that I'm playing, the Russian singing bells, is like his offering to Oroville that mm-hmm. he made in 2007 mm-hmm. and he came also in 2009 and added some more low bass sounds to the mm-hmm. set, and he wanted very much to come for the opening. He couldn't. We expect him a little bit later mm-hmm. to come and do some more work on
so
the bells.
So he will come this year?
We very much hope so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, for the past, let's say, 8 years, you are playing the bells. You're really passionate with that. And you also have an open classes for the pupil, right? On Mondays and Tuesdays now in Kripa, I think, before it was Pavilion of Unity.
Yes, yes. So I started playing immediately. We had inauguration 22nd December 2007. Mm-hmm. And 2008, it was very interesting. It was the year of the 40th anniversary of Oroville.
Yeah, I remember it was on a bonfire. It was magical.
We already, it was first on the 21st February, I believe, 2008, then there was 35 people in the amphitheater playing the bells, moving in a spiral around the amphitheater, so, and trying to find this natural harmony between themselves. So it was the start. And then on the 28th, we had representatives of at least 20 countries holding the bells. So total, there were 50 people involved. 50 people involved, and we made 40 symbolical. We rang 40 times symbolically, passing the stick. And during the time that people were depositing the earth from various countries in the center of the amphitheater. So that was very memorable. And since then, immediately in March, I started open sessions because my aspiration for bringing this instrument was to learn to play the harmony, the collective harmony. So, and I've been making classes and open programs in this spirit, inviting people and offering the instrument to them and seeing how we can spontaneously be together with the sounds, because this sound, it provides you a natural access into the world of harmony and the world of music, so to say, but harmony comes first. And since the sound is so long and powerful, you can bang just once and have a full experience of being with the sound, and then it tunes you, and it's constantly, you're tuned by the sound, you're tuning it. Like you're finding another step in yourself, how you would express the feeling that came to you with this sound. So you're adding one more sound, and it's like the effect of laser. And then the harmony is increased with each ringing. So this was this is how I actually came to the open sessions that I call Tune into Harmony. When I gave bell plates to all the participants, it was normally the group could be between 8 and 16 people who would stand in the circle and play the bells together. And initially it took about half an hour to tune people. And later on, like I managed to find perhaps a proper way of guiding people, and so that sometimes within 2-3 minutes people would play beautiful music together. People who are not musicians, who perhaps never were in touch with music before or never played any other instrument before. So this is the possibility of this instrument to become the channel or the facilitator of this experience of collective harmony and sound.
And what are the feedbacks from the participants?
Well, I have 4 books of feedbacks, so more than 400 feedbacks in 10 different languages. And for them, for most of the people, they mark especially this part that I felt being part of something beautiful, and that lifted me up. Or I felt that I am capable to contribute to something beautiful, and to my enjoyment and to the enjoyment of all the people. So this is usually when we come to that level of just free playing, but I mean...
From I to shift to we,
Yeah, it's like you have to listen, it's an experience where you have to listen to all. You know?
True.
And it's very unusual, because say you have 12 sounds, and the idea is like, first, I offer to people, we just play together the way we can, but we aspire to create something beautiful together. Sometimes they manage, sometimes they do not. And then I just gradually bring the focus to the heart and connecting the sound with the heart. And so the hand that touches the plate is kind of a continuation of the heart. And one can put the feelings, one can put the aspiration, just in the simple moment of touching the plate. And when you're really sincere in this simple exercise, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And then we even come sometimes to the level of the collective prayer. Yeah, this is what, if we are successful, then I ask people usually, let it be the final ringing round, let it be the round of prayer for the most beautiful thing that you aspire for to manifest.
Cool.
And yeah.
Did any of them express the changes on the physical level? Because the frequency does touch, I mean, it does affect our bodies, yeah?
Well, I did have a feedback. It's actually also the Bellmaster in Moscow shared plenty of feedbacks. Like there are people who even experience partial or full healing from cancer with the sounds. Mm-hmm. So in Moscow there is a whole clinic who is experimenting in this, especially in the bass sound. But in my programs, I know a person who actually became a Peace Bell donor who came first to the program, and he said, like, I was listening and I had severe lungs infection.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, he had the pneumonia, and he was like a month after pneumonia, he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, and it's really after affect, yeah.
And after staying and listening for like half an hour of the bells, he said it was the first night when I felt I could fully breathe with my lungs.
Oh.
So it's the other person said she had she couldn't feel nerves in her leg, and then she was like particular, she put her leg towards the bell. And then she says it was like I felt it was coming alive. So these are the things, these healing properties of the bell. They're quite obvious, and I just do not make focus at the moment.
Yeah, because that's not what they are here for. So let's go to touch to the other moment, because I think that with the frequencies, we know that with binaural beats you can change also the brain waves, and with that you can fall into deeper meditation, or maybe somebody does get enlightened, so to speak, you know, come to the point where you realize that you are one with the universe. Or is there any of those things, something like that happened?
There is this whole line that is called Nada Yoga, the yoga mm-hmm. of sound. Yeah, and based on this, the modern sound healing technique is developing. So, of course, these sounds are powerful channels for sound healing and also for connecting you. Basically, this deep state of meditation is mm-hmm. the state of connecting your outer self with your inner self or with your inmost self. And what the sound does that I know, experienced myself and observed people experiencing, that first it helps you to quiet the mind. And it is the first condition for all yoga. Yeah, if you're constantly whirling around, there is no chance for something, for some higher thing to enter your brain. So, and in this quietness of the mind, like Sri Aurobindo describes, there are degrees. Like, first you become quiet, then peaceful, then silent. Yeah, and so if you're really trained, if you really worked with yourself, or sometimes spontaneously, you can come to this inner silence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the experience of silence, and there the perception of the world changes. Even the way you say, if you're in touch with the instrument at this moment, the way you experience the sound or the music is very different. The funny thing is, lately I observed in the last 6 months during my programs, people regularly fall asleep.
They fall asleep.
They fall asleep, and even I was laughing. Like I invited friends. There were five friends. They were just lying on the floor, and one after another, they started snoring. Like the first person lying in the row snored, finished. The second started, snored, finished. So it came to all five people. That signifies the moment of full relaxation of the nervous system.
Uh-huh.
And this is basically the key to the restoration of the physical body.
That's true. And but it's also common to people who start to meditate. It might happen that when you're trying to focus on nothing, at least I remember in the beginning, it might happen that you fall asleep.
Just
like that.
Yeah.
Because before you switch to one to the next step, and that you're aware of it and you're still holding it, it takes some time, yeah.
Yeah.
And also matrimony, you see people in inner chamber how they fall.
Well, it takes time for us to educate ourselves, to open to the higher states of consciousness without this transitional state.
Since you are the person who is always present with the bells, and now you're playing them 8 years, you feel, you observe any changes in your body or your mind, your spirit, your psyche being?
For me, first of all, it is the change of relation to the sound, change of relation to myself and the sound. Yeah? Like my first understanding of this instrument was that one can, with the help of the sound, invoke deeper states in oneself. And very gradually I was coming to this, because there is this layer of surface mind that is telling, oh, there is a musical instrument, you have to produce music. Mm-hmm. Oh, what is the music like? And so there is the whole pattern of this, I should play music, should fall off until you can touch something deeper, that you do not have to play nothing. You are just lucky or graced to be in communication with something so beautiful. So, like, for me, it's, I communicate with the sounds, and I experience devotion, I experience love, I experience freedom of expression. So the instrument itself teaches me, and the instrument forms me. And so the music that you hear, the music that comes, it is the result of this type of relation with the instrument.
Before the bells, did you play any instrument?
I did study a bit classical guitar. Mm-hmm. It was when I was a teenager, and I just got some basics. Mm. And after I came in touch with the bells, I actually came back to the guitar.
Mm.
And
so
I understood.
You
So I understood, because usually when one learns the musical instrument, one goes to school and one is given a sequence of drills. And if you're lucky enough and you have love for sound or a natural opening to sound, you will go through all these drills and finally reach the stage, maybe after 10 years, when you can improvise freely. Nothing like this happens here.
There's no school for singing bells, right?
Yeah, you become your teacher. Mm-hmm. So the instrument teaches you. So the teaching goes through this feeling of wow. Mm-hmm. And if I play this is wow. And if I add this sound, this is so incredible. So it goes directly. It passes through this mental level, mm-hmm. And it goes directly to this invoking resonance to beauty in you.
But still, just remember, the singing bells are also tuned into the normal octave, right? Of the European West classical music.
No, it's like
the full tones, C, D, E, F, G.
There are tones. So I do not have all the tones. That, like, I cannot play all the tunes. I have. I can't tell you much about tuning. I'm more focused on playing. So basically, if he can tune anything,
but of course.
There is, how you say, Indian ragas, it's a combination of a particular tones, they're also tuned into proper tones, but the tones are selected, so one can say that I have several ragas in my instrument.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
like
fair
to clarify a little bit. I'm not a specialist in tuning, not at all.
I'll wait for Jihara to come around and I'll ask him. Maybe he can talk a little bit more. I think for the end, he would like to thank some people. Bell of Peace, it is materialized and it's here in Orwellia. And your list is pretty long.
Yeah, I prepared the list not to forget people, but I'm sure I forgot somebody. So first gratitude, my deepest gratitude goes to Sri Aurobindo and the mother. In the morning I realized that I should name them first. Mm-hmm. Because it's the inspiration behind and the help was incredible. even if you consider the fact that it arrived on the 15th August.
Early morning, yeah?
Oh. Yeah, early morning. So this signifies something. Well, first of all, it is, of course, my husband, mm-hmm. Ashes Joshi, who supports me in all my crazy things, how he calls them.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah, when I brought the bells, he didn't fully tune in the beginning, but later on he saw how I'm developing, and so he kind of supported it. Mm-hmm. But with the peace bell, he was the person who went to all these different places in India and bought mm-hmm. samples of aluminium, and thanks to him, I was able to make this research. Then, of course, the bell master himself, yeah. Alexander Zhikharev, because it's his aspiration towards beauty and sound that made it all possible, made this whole story possible. Mm. And his willingness and his openness to Oroville, so I'm very grateful for him.
The first batch he donated it, yeah?
The first instrument, yeah, was fully on a gift. Then, as I moved on with this project, there is a small team of people who formed mm-hmm. around me, and they're all from Russia. Mm-hmm. And without them, of course, nothing would have been possible. So it's Sergei Novotny from Moscow, mm-hmm. Sergei Korniyenko, the architect who designed this very beautiful stand mm-hmm. for the peace bell. He actually made more than a dozen types of designs. Yeah, and Vyacheslav Mitevsky. Mm-hmm. So these are all the people from Moscow, and they love Oroville, and in their hearts, they are Orovillians.
Sergei's were here on 15th of August, yeah?
No, Vyacheslav and Sergei Novotny was here. The other one is hopefully coming with the bellmaster. Mm-hmm. So also, I would like to thank Indian friends from Bangalore who helped with all this customs procedure, and mm-hmm. Due to their help, we were able to receive the bell in time. Mm-hmm. Then I want to thank the amphitheater group for their very, very inspiring support. It's Shimoy, Zigrid, Surya, Jyoti, Jeff. Because mm-hmm. The moment I came to Shimoy and I told her the peace bell is ready and I showed some video from Moscow, she said, "Wow!" Mm-hmm. And it was this wow that, oh my God, some people also like it, some people also need it. So it was a reward. Cool. So, yeah, this was the welcoming of the amphitheater group mm-hmm. that made this beautiful event possible. And then, of course, people from the Tibetan Pavilion, Kalsang and her husband, who are hosting now this bell. Then, of course, it is Srinivas Murthy, Roma, and John from Matri Mandir, who were helping me very sincerely with advice or with some actions, how to get it all done on the customs level. And there is Ricardo and his team, who actually really took the challenge and made this stand within 5 days, and also helping me now with the hammer. And there at the last moment, Prasad and his friend Ganesh came to help mm-hmm. With their very inspiring attitude. Yes, can be done, they can help you. So this was the greatest attitude. Yeah, and my deepest gratitude goes to all the sponsors from Russia, India, China, United States, Oman, Netherlands, Germany, UK, Ukraine, Switzerland, Sweden, Venezuela. And I'm trying to remember all the now. The list has come to 24 countries mm-hmm. that have participated in this project. Mm-hmm. Moldova was one, and the full list I will publish on my website. So it really became a project of the people of goodwill from many places all over the world, and I do hope it will add to this collective aspiration for peace and humanity. So this is just one more point of concentration of this, on this idea of peace. And since the sound has the power to carry vibration, to carry intention.
Yeah? And it's also a unifier, yeah?
It is also a unifier. I do hope that the intention of people from many countries who are going to come to Oroville and will have the chance to be near the peace bell or listen to it or bang it, because it's going to be open after some time for all people.
So we would be allowed to bang on it?
Yeah, surely. This is the whole idea, that when you have the inner calling for peace, yeah, you want to call, you want to call the universe, let's be in peace, you can come and bang the bell.
And so also for the Peace Day, 21st of September, you would you probably would participate in Unity Pavilion?
I think we will participate from the Tibetan Pavilion, because it's really difficult to move.
Yeah,
we will make a, how do you call it, a connection, a live connection online.
But the frequency is actually, because it's a short distance, they do carry from Tibetan Pavilion to there, no? I mean, a bit through the corners. Because the line is true, so we keep going, yeah?
Well, when I played in the amphitheater, some people from Citadin heard it. So it is within 400 meters or something?
Something like that, yeah. More.
400
meters. 400 meters.
Yeah, so it is audible at least half a kilometer. So again, I take a chance to invite all the people for this welcoming ceremony
Friday?
On Friday, 5:15, 4th September.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Miriam.